You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoof Hounds, KXCB, KRNW.
Welcome into the Hound Pound. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go until the boys' game starts. My name is Jacob Mustard, joining David Dirks here for this game. It should be a good one. These teams played once before this year, and it was back in on January 24th, and that was a win for the Spoof Hounds, 54-46. The all-time record is not too good for the matchup for the Hornets, as they are 15-8, so a losing streak for the Hornets against the Spoof Hounds. Also, they have got the best of them though in the postseason. Spoof Hounds are currently on a 4-game win streak against the Hornets though. This year though, they have. In the previous years, Keaton Stone, being a senior, 6'6", holds down the paint really well for the Spoof Hounds.
Yeah,
but now you have size with the Chillicothe Hornets, as James Matthew and Wyatt Bransgard, as well as Landon Winder, have all grown into their bodies, all listed above 6'3". Keaton Stone still has the better of them at 6'6". But we saw last game, they were Savannah, who is a lesser opponent than Chillicothe will be to these Spoof Hounds, was able to hold Stone to 2 points.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll see it. We'll see if Chillicothe has the same recipe where they keep Keaton Stone out of the mix. But when they do, I mean, you got Steckline. This Spoof Hounds roster stacked.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
And if you want to go over their averages.
Yeah. So the kind of main guys, it's really Steckline, number 0, Quinlan, number 1, Burns, number 2, Davis, number 3, Stone, number 4. They're all kind of right there together. Right now, though, Caden Steckline averaging 15.2 points this year. His season high came against Savannah. He had 23 points, and that's actually 3 times this year he's had that. Derek Quinlan is averaging 13.3 points, had 26 points versus Glenwood. And then Peyton McCollum averaging 13.1 points, the son, of course, of Coach Mack of the Northwest Bearcat team. He had 25 points versus Platte County. Last but not least, Keaton Stone had 9.9 points averaging this year, and he had 20 points versus Platte Valley, and Hogan Prep. So, man, a lot of these guys can shoot. Doesn't matter how big they are. Doesn't matter how good with the ball they are, man. They can shoot.
Yeah, the Spoof Hounds tend to run a 4-guard, 1-center lineup. They only run 6 to 7 men off rotation, but we're going to go ahead. We're going to take a very quick break, and we'll be back after the national anthem.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Support also comes from Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank. And Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV-KRNW is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan. And Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Trek bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop. And Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001.
We're on the road with the Spoofhounds, presented by Northwest Cell.
Welcome back to Maryville High School here on KXCV as we are almost underway, both teams being announced, and for Maryville, starters will go kind of as they have been going really all year. Number zero, Caden Steckline, senior guard, will be starting. Number one, Derek Quinlan, junior guard. Number two, Drew Burns. Number four, Keaton Stowe. And last but not least, number 12, Peyton McCollum will be getting the start for the Spoofhounds. And for Chillicothe, number two, Caden Potter, a 6'3 forward, gets the start. Number three, Griff Bonderer, a 6'3 guard. Number four, Jackson Trout, 6-foot guard. Number 10, Landon Winder, a 6'3 guard. And last but not least, James Matthew, a 6'5 forward for Chillicothe. Chillicothe will be in their black uniforms with red numbers, red lettering, and Maryville will be in their classic whites with some yellow accents, some green accents, and yeah, we're just about underway.
Yeah, the one thing that the Spoofhounds will have to look out for is Griff Bonder, a deadly sharpshooter from way downtown. I mean, anywhere this kid can shoot the ball.
And we are underway as Chillicothe will win the tip. Trout will take the ball and start it for Chillicothe as he dishes it to Ponder at the top of the key. Back to Trout, who takes a quick shot at the free throw line, and that is no good. McCollum on the rebound, doesn't get it though, rolls out of bounds. It will stay here with Chillicothe.
Surprised there wasn't a foul called. Potter shoved him in the back.
As Chillicothe inbounds the ball, Matthew to Potter to Trout, back to Matthew at the top of the key. Winder now surveying, looking inside. Dishes it to Matthew, who squares up and is backing Keaton Stone into the paint. Can't get a shot. Good defense there by Keaton Stone, and he loses the ball. But Trout there to pick it up there in front of the student section.
Yeah, good to see Stone playing some good defense. He let up quite a bit of points to Dudek last game.
As a foul called on Steckline, his first of the night. It's on the floor, so Chillicothe will be taking the ball out of bounds right under the basket. Trout passing it in for Chillicothe. Good pass there by, Trout to Winder, who gives it to Winder. Matthew gets triple team, but kicks it out to Winder. The three, open shot, good look. First points of the game go to Chillicothe, 3-0 lead.
Yeah, that was a great play there. Got it inside, got the defense to collapse, and an open three.
As Maryville starts the ball on the other side of the floor, dribble down, McCollum passes to Steckline in the corner, who passes to Drew Burns at the top of the key, shoots a not-as-open three, doesn't matter, he hits it. We got a 3-3 ball game with 6:39 left in this first period.
It really doesn't matter, Burns can hit it from anywhere.
And Chillicothe going the other way with a quick three, that is Trout, who missed that first shot of the game, isn't affected, hits his first shot of the game, 6-3, nothing but threes here early as McCollum starts the offense for Maryville on the other end of the court.
Yeah, both teams firing from downtown and both of them hitting.
Yeah, as Keaton Stone passes it to McCollum, who drives into the paint, sets up and gets a good look. Yeah, contested there for a little guard there. That was a hard shot in the paint, and he hits it.
Yeah,
it's 5-6.
He mostly does his damage from out in the perimeter, but he has some good post moves.
as Chillicothe moves the ball, and another quick three here by Bonderer in front of the student section. Almost gets his own rebound on that missed, but Matthew is there at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble, kicks it back out to the top of the key for Chillicothe to start their drive. Bonderer with the ball. To Matthew, to Trout, to Potter inside, and stolen by Peyton McCollum. Good hands there as he's looking fast. Euro. What are they going to call here? They're going to call a charge. Interesting.
Definitely looked like McCollum got the Euro step off and could have been a blocking foul. But
Trout didn't really fall over, so it really wasn't much of a charge set there. But it looks like they're going to call that on McCollum, his first of the night. Trout for Chillicothe, bringing it up right side here in front of this Maryville bench. Passes it to Bonderer, who dribbles left in front of the student section, who kind of seems quiet right now. We need a little more energy from them. Potter to Trout, who passes it into Matthew. Burns sets a charge there, but it's not going to call that, as he likes to set charges quite often, actually.
Yeah, I saw the ref shake his head, kind of annoyed at that attempt.
Mm-hmm. As Maryville goes quickly the other way, McCollum with the shot fake, passes to Drew Burns, who dribbles in. Pretty easy layup there.
Yeah,
2 points for Drew Burns.
Very athletic from Burns. Get the up and under, spin, and finish with some English off the glass.
Absolutely. As Maryville holds a 7-6 lead here with 4:47 left in this first period. Bonderer looking, passes it into Matthew, guarded by Teton Stone. Double team now with Steckline, and he is nowhere to go, Matthew. Trying to get the ball out, throws up a shot. Oh, almost went in, but no good. McCollum with another rebound. Little guy getting some boards early.
Yeah, great defense by the Spoofhounds. They know when to trap. They know when to double team. They're great at it.
And a quick shot there by Derek Quinlan. His first of the game is a little bit of a floater air ball. No good, but it looks like
definitely
went off on Matthew, and I think it's going to stay with Maryville.
Matthew definitely tipped the ball on the floater. He has long arms, like we said, standing at 6'5". I mean, he's just...
He's in high school, dude.
Yep.
What the heck is that whip? shot no good there by Maryville. 7-6, they still hold that one-point lead here with hitting the four-minute mark in the first period. Chillicothe coming the other way. Jayshawn White in for Chillicothe now, a new sub, and a quick three there by Bonderer for Chillicothe as they take a 9-7 lead here as we cross 4 minutes. Beautiful shot there at the top of the key.
Yep, Bonder is, I've been covering him for a couple of years now. He's one of the deadliest shooters from beyond the three-point line in high school right now.
As Maryville passes the ball around the court, and Steckline takes a little bit of a contested three, likes his look, usually can hit those, but in and out, and Chillicothe is coming the other way. Bonderer surveying, passes to White at the top of the key, who passes to Winder. Back to Bonderer, who shot fakes, wants the three, gets Drew Burns off his feet, but a no good, wide left. Maryville going the other way with it. McCollum, quick three, kind of dribble fakes, pulls up, and there you have it. McCollum with his first three of the game has the most threes on the team with 59, and he's shooting 45% from three this year, which is pretty good.
Yeah, no, he's insane. He's a great shooter for the Spoofhounds, who create a lot of space for these guards.
And Chillicothe moves fast the other way as Winder passes it into White, tries to get a shot, but doesn't like it. Passes it out to Winder, who passes out to a squared up White, and stolen by Caden Steckline. Good defense there to come backside and get that ball back.
Yeah, like we said, the Spoofhounds are great at trapping, digging in, and getting the ball out.
As Quinlan passes to Keaton Stone, who hands it back off to Derek Quinlan, passes up to the top of the key to Caden Steckline, who squares up and hits that three that he loves to hit.
Yeah, I mean, you give him a straight-on look, he knocks that down probably 7 times out of 10.
Yeah, honestly, and that's a 13-9 lead now with Maryville with 2 minutes left. And we have a kind of a drive here. Contested shot by White, and he's going to get...
Top of the backboard. It's out of bounds.
Yeah, they're going to call... Okay, I was going to say, because that it's still wiggling up there, that wire up there. And he tripped, but I think he tripped over his own foot there. It's going to be Maryville's ball here with 2:15 left in this first period.
Yeah, another example of great defense. Stone led up 9 points in the first half to the opposing team's center from Savannah last game. Way different energy here.
Yeah. Absolutely. As Maryville pushes around the arc, McCollum to Steckline to Drew Burns.
Foul's going to be on the floor, though.
Yeah,
no,
he went
no
for a shot.
They
called it before, it looks like.
Yep.
So staying with Maryville under the basket, Steckline will be passing it out. As he passes to Keaton Stone, who hits the top of the key, fakes the handoff to McCollum, who comes back the other way, back to McCollum. maybe was thinking about shooting it. Pass to Drew Burns. Back across the floor to Caden Steckline on the right side. Dribbles left-handed. Good cutting. Keaton Stone off the backboard. His first points of the game, Keaton Stone.
Yeah, Steckline, we rave about his scoring ability, but his passing ability is top-notch as well.
Yes, it is. As Bondurant passes top of the key to White, who passes to Trout, who passes to a newly subbed in Soldier Allen. And White takes that fading pass into the basket. He'll get his first points of the game. Coach Steckline there yelling that he was pushing him in the back to get open, but hey, refs didn't see it, so it wasn't a foul, right?
Yeah, if it's not called, it's not called. You got to fight through it.
Steckline starts with the ball, passes to McCollum and sets the screen for him. Now in for Maryville, Delton Davis, who sets the screen for a driving Cade Steckline and misses that basket. Chillicothe has the ball coming the other way. Chillicothe here going left to right on our screen. We're here in person, actually, so there's no screen. Quick pass, insert pass to White, who misses that. Almost gets his board, but the newly subbed in Delton Davis gets that rebound for Maryville. Peyton McCollum bringing it the other way with 15 points to Chillicothe's 11. He pulls up for a quick three in and out, almost actually right where he made that three last time.
Going for a heat check.
Honestly, and Chillicothe's doing the same as number three Bondurer does the same. Pulls up the top of the key really with no offense set. Misses a three. Maryville here is going the other way with 26 seconds, left in this first period. Holding a four-point lead.
Yeah, I think they're going to definitely hold for the last shot. Leading by four. 15 seconds to go. Steckline.
A little ISO action.
He's going to get a screen from Stone. They're going to play a two-man game here.
And Steckline pulls up for it, and it's good with 7 seconds left. Steckline hits a second three of the game. 6 points now for him. 18-11 to end this first period as Bondurer threw up that half-court shot at the buzzer, tried to get it. It is no good. We are going to take one quick break, but do not go anywhere. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More at Facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
We are back here at Maryville High School. David Dirks here with Jacob Mustery.
No, you're good.
And 18-11 here. Maryville has an early lead. Maryville hitting four threes so far, and Chillicothe with three threes. So that, you know, both teams are shooting well from beyond the arc, but Maryville holds a 7-point lead.
Yeah, both of these teams, we've seen how versatile Maryville is, but a lot of them live and die by the three.
And a quick offense here set up as Drew Burns passes it into a cutting Delton Davis, who passes to a cutting Keaton Stone. Hits that two-pointer, his fourth point of the game. 20-11 now, Maryville holds the lead.
Yeah, Stone with a nasty head fake.
And almost stolen there by Delton Davis, but Chillicothe gets it back as Allen passes it to a newly subbed in Elijah Hibner. Passes it into Matthew. They're going to call a foul. Looks like on the floor on Keaton Stone, his first of the game. It'll be staying here with Chillicothe. Soldier Allen now coming out of the game for our starting winder, number 10, who started the game for Chillicothe. Trout inbounding the ball, passes it. Oh, tries to pass it to Hibner, and it is overthrown. The other number one, Tarek Quinlan for Maryville, gets the ball coming the other way here. Dribbling left, passes to Delton Davis with a shot fake. Takes the screen by Quinlan. Passes to McCollum, who jump steps, tries to get the shot. They're going to call a foul on there. Going to be shooting two here coming up. 20-11. Maryville holds a 9-point lead with 7 minutes left in the second period.
Yeah, it was a great cut by McCollum. Nice jump stop. Good head fake to get the defense up and fights through contact to get the shot off and at least draw the shooting foul. He does miss the first free throw, though. We'll see if he can knock down the second.
Yeah, exactly. As McCollum's hit a two, and he's hit a three at 5 points so far, averaging 13.1 on the year. So he's kind of already over that average. So with the way he's shooting, he might raise that average. And he does hit that second one, Jacob, as you were just saying. Up to 6 points now. Maryville now a 10-point lead as we cross the seven-minute mark in this second period.
Spoofhounds playing some great defense, holding the Hornets to 11 points.
Yes, they are. As Bondiver passes cross-court to Winder, who passes down to Elijah White, who tries to square up. And they're going to call a foul there on Delton Davis for using his hands and pushing there.
They're saying Delton's has his hands up, so the crowd's kind of upset. He's leaning into him with his body, still pushing either way.
Yeah. As a quick inbounds by Chillicothe and a quick shot by Bonderer, his fifth point of the game. Good shot there.
Bonder's getting really good at the dribble drive because everybody's closing out to his three-pointer.
Yes, he is. As McCollum with a quick three, just where he loves to hit it. Nothing but net. His ninth point, of the game. Maryville now 24, Chillicothe 13. 6:25 in the second period as Matthew passes it in. To Potter, and he hits a good contested shot there, 24-15 now.
Potter, a great football player, dual sport athlete, playing basketball as well.
Caden Steckline brings the ball down for Maryville, passes to Delton Davis, to McCollum, over to Derek Quinlan in the corner. Drew Burns now has it at the top of the key, dribbling left, passes to Derek Quinlan at the top of the key, but stolen by Bonderer. Good steal there, and Bonderer gets 2 points going the other way.
Yeah, Bonderer. He's becoming a very well-rounded player. Was a great 3-and-D player for a long time. Now adding to his arsenal, and there's the defense getting the steal and the fast break.
Yeah. As Maryville playing some shovel pass offense back and forth, Caden Steckline drives middle, kicks it out to Drew Burns with the purple shoes. Three-pointer, nothing but net. And, man, both teams really, but Maryville shooting very well from three so far tonight. His first points of the game, Derek Quinlan.
That was almost a highlight reel steal. Derek Quinlan gets the pass stolen and flipped it behind his back up into the air. They're going to say when he caught it, though, he stepped out of bounds.
Man, they got it. Sometimes the best plays get ruined by a fidget, you know?
Yeah, or foot on the line. Either
way. That's true. As Maryville, that was their 6-3 of the night already. 27-17, 10-point lead here with 5 minutes left in the second period. Chillicothe has the ball.
Just to give you an example, they had 10 three-pointers made all last game, and they're already out. They're already to six now.
They're going to outmatch that, feels like.
They got to keep shooting high-efficient shots.
As Potter double-teamed on that right block, finds an open man at the top of the key, Trout, shoots that three, misses. Steckline with the board going the other way for Maryville.
This is what allows the Spoofhounds to play a four-guard rotation. And only one center is how active the guards are on the offense and defensive boards.
And a double screen, kind of an easy decision by Derek Quinlan. Shoots the three, but it is no good. Crowd kind of yelling there as Keaton Stone seemed to get pushed, but they didn't call anything. They're letting him play.
Pushed by White on the box out. Kind of a good call. Kind of good no call.
Yeah. Trout to White to Bonner, back to Winder at the top of the key. Then to Potter, who finds White in the paint, and he gets 2 points, his fourth point of the game. They cut the lead a little bit, but still 27-19, Maryville leading with 4 minutes left in the second period. And, Jacob, this game's going kind of fast, it feels like.
It definitely does. I mean, this team is first of all, the Spoofhounds are very, very fast-paced team.
Yeah, they are.
And the Hornets are trying to match them.
Yeah. And that's tough to do as Delton Davis shovels to McCollum, who's dribbling down a little bit right-left, can't find a guy. Passes to Quinlan, who cuts. Passes to a Keaton Stone, who loves to catch that cutting Derek Quinlan's pass. And they're going to call a foul here. Delton Davis was cutting, not Keaton Stone. And Delton Davis will go to the line. That is Jayshon White's first foul of the game. Jayshon White's actually a freshman, and he's getting some varsity minutes. That's pretty impressive if you're number 31 there for Chillicothe.
Yeah, I mean, he is a big body freshman.
6'4".
They have him listed at 6'4".
That's some meat on his bones.
I think he probably looks about 6'2". I mean, Keaton Stone, everybody in basketball lies about their height.
Oh, for sure.
We I had a teammate who was like 5'9", and they listed him at 6 foot.
Oh, wow.
So just to have everybody over 6 feet. Yeah. So
you got to do what you got to do, though.
Yeah, you do. But
Douglas misses both of those free throws, actually, surprisingly. McCollum getting some bench time, getting some rest. Drew Burns back in for the Spoofhounds, and Chilcothy misses a quick basket. Steckline going the other way with the red and white. Kind of looks like the Incredibles shoes. It looks really good.
Yeah.
And passes to Delton Davis, who cuts. Kind of a one-handed floater. Misses, but Keaton Stone gets the board. Tough block shot off the backboard. That's 2 points for Keaton Stone, his sixth point of the game.
As soon as White went out, Stone's going into the paint, forcing his will.
Absolutely. As good little offense there by Chilcothy. Potter hits a cutting Elijah Hibner. Derek Quinlan kind of tries to get him from behind, but accidentally trips him, helps him up. Love that sportsmanship. Chilcothy will be going to the line.
Yeah, Hibner with a great cut. Was found on the block. Just contact allowed him, did not allow him to get the shot up and in. So.
Yeah, it's really a good foul. Unless he hits both of these, you know, it doesn't matter.
Either way, it's a good foul. I mean, he was going to make an easy layup either way.
And he does hit both of them. As Maryville now holds a 29-21 lead here with 3 minutes left in this second period. Steckline taking the ball up for Maryville.
James Matthew comes back in, try to even the size on Keaton Stone.
Yeah. Yeah, he can easily become a dominant player for Maryville if you're not careful. And Quinlan has the ball for Maryville, who passes to Delton Davis in the corner, back to Quinlan, then at the top of the key to Drew Burns. To Delton Davis on this right wing. Hands it off behind him to Quinlan. Passes across the court to Drew Burns, who pass on an open lane. No one helps. Wide open right-handed layup for Drew Burns. About as easy as you'll get today, I bet. Seven point for him.
Yeah, great offense. Not settling, finding the open layup.
Exactly. As Chilcothy comes quick the other way. We're going to have a double dribble as Potter kind of backs Steckline down. Picked up a dribble without really realizing it. Tried to dribble again, and they aren't going to let that one slip. Maryville's ball going the other way.
You know, McCollum comes back in. These spoof hounds, the guards don't get too much of a break, and neither does Stone. I mean,
no. I think they don't need it.
They really don't. They're trained. They are very well trained.
As Steckline gets a quick left-handed kind of floater off the backboard there, but that is no good. In and out. Chilcothy gets the ball going the other way. Bonder at the top of the key. Bounce pass to Matthew. Looking for someone to help him as he looks kind of uncomfortable dribbling that ball. You don't blame him as a big man. Trout passes to Winder to the top of the key to Potter. Back to Bonderer, who dribbles right side. Drew Burns with good defense, staying straight. And he settles for a shot. Bonderer in and out. Maryville going the other way. Steckline, quick pass to McCollum. Quick pass to Quinlan in the right corner. Back to McCollum, who shoots where he loves to shoot. Another three-pointer by Peyton McCollum, his third three-pointer of the game, and that is point number 12. 34-21, Maryville holds a 13-point lead into this quick timeout by Chilcothy. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. Do not go anywhere. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
We are back here at Maryville High School. Maryville 34, Chilcothy 21 here with 1:30 left in this second period as the whole gym's kind of come alive as Maryville's shooting pretty well and, you know, the fans are loving it. Chilcothy has the ball going the other way and a quick shot there by Bonderer. Kind of a contested 10-footer, no good. They're going to call over the back on Chilcothy on that rebound. It's going to be Potter's first foul. Fourth team foul, both teams now at four total fouls as we are crossing the minute mark here before we go to the locker rooms for half.
It has been a pretty clean game, and right as I say that...
Oh, you jinxed it. You jinxed it.
It happened right before I said it, but like as I was saying it, there is a offensive foul on Burns, illegal screen.
Five team fouls for Maryville now as we cross the minute mark in the second period. Matthew has the ball at the top of the key. Passes to Bonderer. Matthew fakes the screen and cuts. Good contested shot over Keaton Stone. Matthew hits his first point of the game.
Yeah, have not seen him be too effective. As he's still young, but it's time for him to start learning how to play against good teams.
Exactly. As Quinlan dribbles left-handed into the paint, kicks out to Steckline in the wing. Corner, excuse me, misses that three. And with 30 seconds left here, Chillicothe will have the ball, most likely setting up for this last shot. Winder passes to Trout in front of the student section. And that ball is almost stolen away by Quinlan, but then it's hit out of bounds, and it will stay with Maryville here with 22.4 seconds left in the second period.
Yeah, a great active defense. Derek Quinlan stripping the ball away, 22 seconds to go.
Really,
instead of Chillicothe getting the last shot, now the Spoofhounds do.
Exactly. Steckline just crossed the half-court line, and the time just crosses 15 seconds, 34-23 here. And everybody's just kind of standing. Steckline's waving people off. He wants a little ISO. Screen by Keaton Stone. Steckline takes left side. Step back, pops the three, and it is good. It's not a three, though. They're going to call it a two, but nonetheless, a beautiful shot there by Steckline at the buzzer.
Yeah, crossover, step back to his left for the lefty, fading away. That's the hard one, because as a righty, we step back left. Lefty's supposed to step back right, so he had to contort his body midair.
Yeah.
And just still getting the shot to go. That's very impressive.
Really good shot here as the buzzer sounds, and we are at halftime, 36-23. Maryville, they're kind of pulled ahead there late. Do not go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and kind of talk about the first half. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV KRNW. Don't go anywhere.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nodaway, Andrew, Atchison, Holton, Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nodaway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. And the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Northwest Cell. Serving the region for over 30 years, along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for this broadcast comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV KRNW.
Back here in the Hound Pound for the halftime stats. 36-23 is your halftime score. Spoofhounds leading scorer going into the break. Peyton McCollum, 12 points for number 12. 10 for Drew Burns, 8 for Steckline, and 6 for Keaton Stone, the big man down low. For the Hornets, the visiting team, Griff Bonder leading the team with 7. White with 4. Then you have a tie for third place with Winder and Jackson Trout both having 3, Caden Potter 2, James Matthew 2, and Hibner off the bench with 2 as well. There's your scoring breakdown. The Spoofhounds are kind of a powerhouse from last game. Stats, they were They are averaging 64 points per game.
Wow.
They're on their way to it, almost exactly. A little bit more, 72 is their projected right now. But they've also been holding teams to under 52 points per game.
Wow.
And
that's
I
really
think,
good.
Yeah, it's very good. And that's
they
what
may do that, you know.
And that's what has them currently at 21-4.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of the opposite of the girls game we just had, where the girls, Spoofhounds, were kind of at a disadvantage against a 21-4 Lady Hornets team. And they just kind of dominated them. They were able to keep it close in the first half, only a 9-point game. Second half got blown out, versus now, it's already 13-point game.
Yeah. I think what stood out to me the most is these guys are averaging 8.6 threes a game, and in the first half they had 7 threes. Like, you know, I've called a couple games, and they really haven't shot either this much or this well, but tonight, I mean, they're already at their average of threes on the game, and they're easily going to clear that tonight, and that's just really impressive, and I think that's why they've had this 13-point lead, is because they've been able to shoot the threes so well.
Yeah, from the couple games that I've seen and called, they have not been taking as many threes as you would expect or in previous games, but they are hitting them way more efficiently.
Yeah.
And when you have a super efficient Peyton Steckline, a super efficient Drew Burns and Peyton McCollum, Stone and Quinlan don't have to do too much.
No.
Quinlan didn't have a point in the first half. I mean, it's one of those things he doesn't need to.
No. Well, what's crazy is he's averaging 13.5 points a game, and he had zero, and they're winning by 13. Like, that's really impressive on a four-guard rotation if one of your really good guards don't have to score a point, and, like, you're still winning pretty comfortably.
Yeah, and my first game announcing here, all I had to go off was the stats, and what it told me was Caden Steckline gonna score a lot. Quinlan gonna score a lot. And you know what happened? They didn't score a lot. You know who did? Keaton Stone.
Mm.
So it's a very versatile offense that the Spoofhounds bring, and they can beat you down low with Stone and Delton Davis off the bench, and their guards are very, very athletic. They're sneaky athletic. None of them are listed below 6 foot, so they're all, none of them are 6'3 or higher, but none of them are 5'10.
Yeah.
So they have good size. They are very good at help defense, and we've seen that.
Yeah.
They've gotten quite a bit of steals, and it just leads to fast break points or head fakes, kickouts, open threes.
Yeah, so far this year, Peyton McCollum has 59 three-pointers. That leads the team. He's shooting 45% from three, which is insane. And then Derek Quinlan, who we've been talking about, has a goose head. He has the second most threes on the year with 56. He's shooting 43%. And, it's just this team's talented. And a couple seniors, Drew Burns, Caden Steckline, graduating, Keaton Stone graduating. But, you know, Derek Quinlan's a junior. Delton Davis is a junior. Peyton McCollum's a sophomore. Like, you kind of got some good, like, the meat of this team, like, is still coming back, and that's really good if your head coach, Matt Steckline, assistant coach, Del Morley, and assistant coach, John Emmons, because, man, you got a good team. That's going to be good for the future, I think.
Yes, it will be good for the future, and one thing that I can speak to is sitting in for a couple, it's been about a full game's worth of JV games, about a game and probably game and a quarter worth of viewing JV. They do have some good players in Matthew Walter and Lucas Verthaler, who his sister is the main scorer for the Lady Spoofhounds. But they have a couple good people coming up. They're definitely going to have more of a rotation next year than what they do now. We'll see when the time comes. Currently, they got to focus on this game and the playoffs. The playoffs are coming up. They currently have the number 2 seed. The only team that's ranked higher than them is a team that they ended up losing to in Lafayette. They lost 57-72. They hold the number 1 seed. The next game that the Spoofhounds will play after today is going to be on March 1st, and that'll be against the winner of Belton Savannah.
Yeah. And
Benton Savannah.
Yeah. 3-6 matchup. It's funny because Lafayette's 17-7. But the one conference game Maryville lost was against Lafayette. So despite that overall record, despite, you know, Maryville being 21-4, the conference the record is all that matters in the end. And Lafayette St. Joseph gets that one seed.
Yeah, they do. We can go ahead and send it to a break real quick. We got a minute 30 left before teams take the court. We'll be back in just a moment, and we'll be ready for the second half. It should be a good one.
Support for the Spoof Hounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001. And from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business. Also from Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Today's game is also brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farmer business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. For more, wells.bank.
Back here in the Hound Pound, Jacob Mustard here with David Dirks. Spoof Hounds leading 36-23. We're going to see the Hornets get the ball to start, and there's already a foul. I mean, we are 8 seconds in, and there's a foul.
Is that a record?
Probably. Unless someone's doing a take foul right off tip.
I want to see the ref do that again. He had a little bit of a knee in motion. Kind of was a little dramatic with it. I kind of liked it.
Keaton Stone picking up the foul. Hornets. Jackson Trout gets a screen from Matthew, tries to wrap around, pass it, and it gets deflected off the leg of Keaton Stone. Jump ball by Griff Bonder and Caden Steckline. Oh, and Drew Burns down there as well. Good hustle by both teams. Spoof Hounds end up with the ball.
That's a win.
It is.
If you're Maryville.
Yeah. I mean, change arrow possession. Next dead ball or loose ball is going to go to the Hornets. Burns, couple foot fakes, head along with the head fake. I like what he does. Mm-hmm. And he puts his whole body into the fakes.
Yeah, and it works usually.
Yeah, it usually does. Quinlan with the fake handoff, dumped down to Stone. Loses it, but gets it back. Gets it out to Steckline. Steckline trying to swing it to Burns. Burns, like we said, head fake worked. He had another chance. No shot clock. Don't have to feel rushed. Spoof Hounds getting some good defense played on them as Burns keeps his pivot foot, finds the cutting McCollum out to Quinlan. Quinlan to McCollum, and he gets tripped. No foul. And a three is off the mark by Quinlan. Offensive rebound by Stone. Keaton up and good.
And that's a good offensive possession by Maryville. They're really patient there.
Very patient and took about a minute off the clock.
Wow.
So we got the Hornets going to try and answer that. Griff Bonder dumps it down to Potter. Potter has the smaller Steckline on him, but that doesn't matter. Steckline plays great defense as you have Landon Winder on the drive, and he gets bumped and fouled. Basket's no good, so he will shoot two.
Yeah, you know, I don't blame Quinlan. I was kind of like that when I played ball. You really sneaky, kind of push a little bit, hope the ref doesn't see it, but there he looks like he did.
Winder off on the first. Still looking. He has one made basket. Looking for his first made free throw, and he gets it there. Has a three-pointer to his name, and now make it four. Steckline bringing it up the court on the right side. Get the screen from Stone. Stone kind of slips it. Him and Steckline like the two-man game, but McCollum and Burns and Steckline all on the perimeter. Going to set screens for each other. Try and hand off. Steckline on the drive, finding a cutting Stone. That was a dangerous pass. Somehow Stone got it. A nice head fake, shoulder fake, shimmy. Getting the defense all over. Puts it up, gets fouled.
And that was a dirty shot fake. That got me. I thought he was going up for it.
Well, you were looking down. The pass from Steckline came in with so much heat. I thought it was almost going to come right at you.
And I just would have been boinked. I was looking down, taking stats.
Stone jumped up and just snagged that out of the midair. Stone good on the first free throw. Foul was on James Matthew. He'll pick up his first foul. Team's fourth already.
Looks like the student section a little bit of a Hawaiian theme tonight. It's kind of feeling hot, toasty in here, so it's a good fitting, you know?
Actually, excuse me, that's the team's first foul this half. Fourth total, two fouls for the Spoof Hounds. White back in, going up against Stone. The freshman against the senior. They'll kick it back out. Trout going to feed him again. And now he gets Stone to foul. And Delton Davis immediately gets up off the bench, and he's going to come in. Mm-hmm. Got to save the fouls. That's Stone's third foul already. We technically call that foul trouble. Not necessarily for too many teams since you're in the second half. Mm-hmm. Since there's only a 6-7-man rotation, it is.
Yeah.
White's going to go to work against the smaller Stone. And Quinlan strips the ball away, and a jump ball.
There you go.
And now that's going to stay with Chillicothe.
Good hands there by Quinlan. Kind of, you know, they never call if you smack from under. If you smack from over, they're going to call that usually. But good idea getting the hand in there and smacking that ball away.
Yep. Winder gets the ball, drives against Quinlan. Quinlan, no resistance to the taller Winder, but Delton Davis gets the rebound after his miss. Stack line guarded by Potter. Has the quickness advantage. They switch him off. Bonder gets back on him. Burns on Winder. Hands off to McCollum. McCollum tries to find a cutting Davis. Davis gets to Steckline in the post. McCollum thought about it. Now he's going to fire the deep three.
You can't think about it. He's going to fire, you know?
Barely off. And now he's going to commit the foul on the other end. So Winder had the advantage driving down the left side. He's going to get an easy two there. Kind of a good foul. You know, and it's his first. McCollum's first foul. It's not too big of an issue.
No, it's not. As you know, if you're Chillicothe, you kind of need a bucket here. As it's Maryville's kind of extending this lead.
Yep. White's fighting for a position against Davis. He has position. Gets the ball. Spin move. Floats it up off the backboard with his left. Tough bucket there.
White up to 6 points now on the game. Kind of becoming a factor for Chillicothe.
Yeah, especially when the Spoofhounds are running this five-guard rotation.
That's
Davis,
crazy,
Davis as much as he wants to be put in for Stone, is not as big as Stone and is definitely not the center type. Spoofhounds getting kind of stumped here on offense. See if Quinlan can change that with the drive and pivot. Kicks it out to Burns. Burns back to Quinlan. He'll fire a long range. And like you said, no hesitation there is the difference between him and McCollum, as those were shot from the same spot, getting his first points of the game.
And he's got a beautiful shot. You always think it's going in when he shoots.
Yeah.
He usually does. Second on the team on threes.
Yep. Winder trying to answer, and he does from downtown, right in Quinlan's face, too. Kind of, I can do what you can do.
Honestly, his second three of the game.
Yeah, he was not too much of a three-point shooter the last time I saw him, but he's definitely been developing that shot. Quinlan on the drive gets right past Griff, and Griff Bonder gives up the easy two to Quinlan.
Hard to believe Derek Quinlan's only a junior.
Yeah.
And the way he plays.
He attempts to steal from Winder. Winder, a third three.
Bro, I think Winder heard you say he's not much of a shooter. He's just popping.
Yeah, he was not much of a shooter.
Heat check, right?
Yeah, he is a senior this year, and he's raining from downtown. McCollum up at the top of the key, getting screened from Davis. Dribbles his way into the paint, gets the foul called. There are three defenders.
Tell you what, I've been really impressed with McCollum. Watched him a little bit last year. Pretty small, kind of seemed indecisive when to shoot, when not to shoot. This year he's gotten pretty big, just in 1 year, sophomore, and he's shooting well. Man, he really looks good, especially as a sophomore.
Yeah, it's for second foul on Trout, as there were probably three defenders they could have called that foul on.
Yeah.
And Winder at least is going to say ball doesn't lie, as the first free throw misses. Second one is good, though. Second free throw from McCollum. Griff getting a screen from White, rejects it. Now he's just going to straight up fire the three.
Wow.
I mean, he doesn't care. He doesn't care where at on the floor he is. He takes the three, makes the three.
That's three threes for Chillicothe, and it kind of seems like, well, I got nothing else, so I'm just going to shoot, and it's worked well.
Quinlan to answer, and he dunks on a step back right in front of Bonder. That forces Chillicothe to call a timeout.
49-35 now. Maryville has a lead.
That was a great three from Quinlan.
Yeah.
And just answered it.
Yeah, he did. Really did.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick 20-second break.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Back here at the Hound Pound, 49-35, Spoofhounds have the lead. The Hornets were cutting into that with a couple three-pointers back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah.
Quinlan answering them right there. Quinlan did not have any points in the first half. He's up to 8 right now. However, the Hornets on the other side, Griff and Winder, they get it into White. White going against the smaller Davis, and he gets that easy left-handed layup.
Yeah, I tell you what, White's not fancy, doesn't have these crazy moves, but, man, he gets the ball on the backboard, and it goes in just about every time he shoots it.
Yeah, he's going to be a threat, especially if he can develop some post moves in these next 3 years as a senior. He could be an unstoppable force.
Yeah.
You got Drew Burns, thought about the three, got Winder up a little bit, gets the switch to Potter. Here we go. Quinlan on Winder, gets the drive, down the baseline, kicks it to Steckline. Corner three, Steckline thought about it. He now has Potter. Davis on White, gets it to Burns. Burns two fakes, three fakes, over to Quinlan. Quinlan calling for a screen. Burns will set him the screen. He'll kick it to Steckline. Steckline.
Quinlan's wanting the three, isn't he?
Yeah. Quinlan wants to answer. Him and Winder going back and forth. Steckline gets the double screen. He could kick it to Burns. Burns can fire it. And he fakes again. He'll drive down the lane, floating, and gets the foul on Winder.
Good patience there. I've noticed in the second half, Chilcarthy's done not a bad job on defense, but Maryville's just been countered that by just being really patient and taking the shot when it's come to them, and they're just keeping this lead.
I know Winder is upset with that.
He wanted to block, didn't he?
Yes, he did. But we could hear the slap from up here. First one for McCollum is no good.
Yeah.
Second one is good, and I thought I just saw Keaton Stone on the bench kind of doing this motion right here, kind of like a technical sign, but he was coming in for the shooter. That's what it was. Excuse me, Drew Burns with the made free throw. And he'll go to sit as the Hornets now come in. And now we see a little bit of the opposite. Now we got two bigs in, being Delton Davis and Keaton Stone. Stone on Matthew. Matthew gets the better of him but can't finish. Gets his own board. Now finishes right over top of Keaton Stone.
Man, Matthew's a skinny little kid, but he can get the board and he can get the put back. It doesn't matter how much weight you got on you if you can get the ball, you know?
I mean, he 6'5 listed, 6'4?
Wow.
6'5, yep. Him and Stone are about head height as the Spoofhounds turn the ball over on errant pass. And we'll see if the Hornets can keep cutting into this lead. Bonder rejecting the screen from Potter. He'll pass to Matthew. Matthew looks for Winder, gives it up to Trout instead.
Yeah, Maryville seems to be holding the lead, but they can't really just pull away. Chilcothy's doing a good job of kind of staying in it, aren't they?
Yeah, they've got it down to 11 from 13 at half. And with 19 seconds left, seems like they were trying to get a quick bucket, but now they're just going to hold 13 seconds. McCollum playing some great defense on Trout, trying to get the 5-second call. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. They get it. They tried to get it into Matthew with 2 seconds to go. Potter throwing his hands up like, how's that not a foul? No foul called. 2.7 seconds. Steckline going to let one bounce, get to the three-point line. He could make this.
Oh.
And just off the front rim. That's a tough shot, I mean, because he's coming forward with so much pace, trying to get off the shot.
And you overcompensate it, yeah.
So that's going to end the third quarter, 50-39. And, I mean, there's 3 points gone from the Spoofhound lead. And so the Hornets are doing something. They're trying to fight back into it. But we'll see if they can continue this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, it's they won that third quarter, right? Technically, third period. And but, you know, is it enough? Maryville kind of, you know, scored 14 in that third period. You could say it was a slump just based on how they were shooting the first half. But, I mean, they're still kind of holding that lead. They're not able to pull away, but, I mean, they're still holding the lead and doing what they need to do. Derek Quinlan kind of came alive when he needed to. Had 0 points in the first half, up to 8 in the second half with 2 threes, beautiful-looking threes. So, and, you know, Maryville's doing enough.
And you could say 14 points is a slump in a quarter, considering they scored 18 in both the first and second quarter.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's very good.
I mean, down by 4 points in a quarter, that happens. Yeah. You're not going to be able to keep the probably, what were they shooting, like 70 or 85?
Oh, my goodness. 75%
from the field, not just from three or from two, from the field.
Yeah.
All shots. They were about that 85% as fourth quarter is underway.
But now we'll see, in this fourth quarter, can Maryville hold this lead, or is Chillicothe going to keep chipping away?
Chillicothe is going to need a insane quarter as Steckline gets stopped on the drive, almost turns it over. Griff Bonder has great hands on defense. We mentioned it before, face guarding Quinlan. Quinlan gets the switch to Trout. And Davis gets it stolen. Davis is not necessarily the one you want handling the ball. Trout gets the steal, hop step, can't finish it. And rebound Spoofhounds.
Good hands there by Quinlan. Kind of in the air, caught it, and pushed it to Drew Burns.
Yeah, Quinlan, Steckline, the two-man game. Quinlan got Potter on him. Driving right, stepping back, passes to Burns. Burns had him in the corner for a second. Great defense again by Chillicothe. Quinlan pulls the three. That's a heat check, if anything.
Yeah, that's right in front of the student section, too. You want to hit those.
Yeah, it misses, though. 50-39 is still the score. Matthew against Stone. Up and under, spinning around, and Stone just trying not to foul. I mean, he has three fouls. He wants to play the rest of this game and overtime if that happens. So Wisely just keeps his hand up, and Matthew gets two.
Yeah, that's a tough position when you're at 3-4 fouls. You want to play, but you also don't want to get that fourth foul, you know, and you're willing to give up some points maybe.
Yeah, I mean, 2 points is better than a foul as Steckline answers on the other end. Another three-pointer. How many does that put them up to now?
I can do the math. I know that's his third three of the night.
Winder trying to answer, and it just falls short. They have 10 three-pointers for the Spoofhounds. And you said they're averaging about eight three-pointers a game?
Yeah.
So, above that, with 6 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, here's another one. Drew Burns misses. Stone, offensive rebound. He's good at those. Quinlan, or Steckline, going to fire. Can't get it. Burns with an offensive rebound. The Spoofhounds are firing, but
Steckline's yelling at him. He's like, stop settling for those threes. Let's run some offense.
Yeah, even though he was one of the ones who settled, and he gets a great pass to Delton Davis. I mean, right as he said, stop firing the threes. He drives with the left, finds the backdoor cut. Bonder going to settle for a three, though. He's usually good for one of those, but not today.
See, that's when you kind of get dangerous territory for Chillicothe. You don't want to try to match Maryville with these threes, and if you start missing a couple, Maryville can extend this lead like they're doing right now.
Yeah, they have to figure out a way to cut it into this lead, but a two is better than zero. So if you can get a very high percentage shot or get a three. Quinlan and Stone in the corner. They vacated the area for Quinlan to dump it off to Stone, and he just airballs the reverse layup.
Yeah, he wanted a foul, but I think he was doing that just because it wasn't the best shot there. Tough shot to make, though.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, he found himself wide open, but just couldn't get it to go. Hornets looking for Matthew in the post. Going to be doubled by Steckline. Steckline and Stone. Now Burns getting worked on by Griff Bonder. Put it up, and the foul. That's possibly 3 points the old-fashioned way.
Bonder up to now 12 points. That's his fifth of the half. He's number three. Bonder kind of seemed like the guy that's been carrying it for Chillicothe. He's been the consistent scorer.
Yeah, he has been the consistent scorer, and he's, from the standards that I've seen him, this is a poor shooting day for him.
Mm. Wow, really?
From downtown, yeah. I mean, he's had first halves where he's gone 5 for 5 from downtown, and like they weren't just your average three-pointer. Yeah. They were a couple feet behind.
And you don't want that when you're playing a team like Maryville.
No, you do not. Steckline getting the offensive foul call, or getting the defensive foul called on Potter. It seems like Potter's talking to him.
Stecklein just going to wisely walk away from that. Stecklein looking for the lob for Stone. They'll decide to give it to McCollum instead. McCollum and Bonder.
McCollum gets around Bonder, hands it off to Burns. Burns going to work on Trout. Up and under. Beautiful move by Drew Burns.
Hard to keep control when you're shooting that kind of shot. Good around the world, kind of in the air shot. Beautiful.
Bonder the other way. Drew Burns tried to draw a charge. I don't know if they're going to say he was still moving. That
he
has to be the only
hard.
Thing. Yeah, he got hard by Griff. I mean, that is all. I guess he didn't get his feet set. That's got
to
be it.
So then it turns into a judgment call, like, was he out of control or was he out of place, the defender?
Yeah, and so that's going to have Bonder shoot two more free throws. He missed the and one free throw, but he makes this one. And good on the second.
And again, Chillicothe's doing enough, but Maryville's still holding this lead, and you cross the four-minute mark in the game, and if you're Chillicothe, the sense of urgency has to pick up on defense. You got to eliminate the threes and the wide-open cuts.
It's not about getting stops anymore. It's about getting steals. They got to get some steals, and that's not going to help them. Trout picks up another foul on the drive from Delton Davis.
And we kind of forget, these two teams aren't terribly fond of each other playing. Good little rivalry you got in football and in basketball with these two.
Yeah, they do.
You know they're familiar with each other.
Oh, they are very familiar with each other. Second time they're playing this year.
Had a good game of football, and Maryville came away with a win on those.
Yes, they did. Davis on the drive, kick to Quinlan, Quinlan to Burns, Burns back to Quinlan. Quinlan to McCollum, thought about it, hesitating, looking for Stone. Burns thinking about getting it into Stone. He'll create some space for himself with a pump fake. Trying to get it into Stone, but they just can't.
No.
3:22, Quinlan fakes the handoff. Floater is good with Potter trying to contest.
Look Quinlan, at the back of it.
Yep. Quinlan just great on the offensive drive. I mean, has all the options in the world. Stone and Drew Burns double teaming Bonder, and there's now a timeout.
Yeah, good double team there. They kind of—I think he might have got the 5-second call, but coach called a timeout before that.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and step aside with them as it looks like the players are sitting down. So we got a minute timeout. We'll be back in 40 seconds.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a range of adult education courses this winter with new opportunities like craft beer tasting and t-shirt dyeing with ice to dog training, art and retirement classes, and more. The full spring catalog of courses can be found on kxcv.org or nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook, MTE Powering Business.
Welcome back here in the fourth quarter, 59-45, Spoof Hounds lead. Like we were talking about earlier, I mean, this matchup is chippy. It's 15-8. The Spoof Hounds have the all-time record, but they have one loss in the postseason against. They're 0-1 against the only matchup they had against Chillicothe. So Chillicothe got the best of them in the postseason when it matters.
I guess they got one bragging point, don't they?
Stecklein and Stone doubling Matthew. Matthew surprisingly did not get a 5-second call as Trout gets it out on the outside. Spin and fake on the drive. Falling away, misses. Stecklein with the defensive rebound. Stecklein pushing up the tie line.
Keaton Stone walking down here looks at us and says, "I'm so tired." Don't blame them. It's been a physical game down in the paint. They've been going back and forth. Refs kind of calming them down. It's been a good physical game for them.
Well, and yeah, I think Stone's playing all of center every time, and these two teams are fast. It's very rare that a team meets how fast the Spoof Hounds play, which means Stone has to get back on defense just as fast. And Stecklein
dancing a little bit. Well, and he came out once because he had three fouls, but other than that, I think he's played most of the game. So,
yeah,
again, that adds just to your low stamina.
Delton Davis, I think, started the second half.
because there was still that four-guard lineup in. But Steckline looking for Stone. Finds the cutting McCollum in the reverse. Layup is good.
Beautiful no-look bounce pass there. Good night.
Steckline is a great offensive unit, not just scoring the ball. And Stone, Here comes bang out time. There we go. Keaton Stone with the two-handed flush. Off the steal. I don't think he's tired.
No.
He told us he was tired. Yeah, he just dunked the ball on the fast break.
A little two-hand raise the roof celebration, too.
I mean, that's the first in-game dunk I've seen him do on a fast break is now on the other end. Matthew gets back at him, gets the two to go, and a timeout called. This time, full timeout called by the Hornets.
Yeah, I'm going to say after that dunk, you got to call timeout, kind of regather the guys because, you know, the gym got kind of excited there, but they kind of died down. Like, you know,
I mean, Matthew,
you got to be hype,
Matthew,
you know?
Matthew did a very good job at answering quickly on the other end and just erased the dunk. I mean,
yeah.
Momentum-wise, no, he didn't. But, like, he stopped the crowd because there's two more points.
Yeah, he did. So, what, 63-47 here, and, I mean, I beating a dead horse, but, like, Maryville just is doing enough to keep the lead. Mm-hmm. No matter what Chocothy's doing, Maryville's able to stay ahead. And it's been, honestly, this entire game, Maryville's led about 10 to 16 points, and right now they have that 16-point lead. 10 threes Maryville has in this game, averaging just over 8.5 threes a game. So they're over their season mark. And shooting-wise, you know, the rim's been good to them tonight as they've been able to get just about any shot they want, including, you know, Keaton Stone there raising the roof with that two-handed slam right here in front of this student section decked out in Hawaiian gear.
Yep. Hawaiian-themed, island-themed, whatever you want to call it. We'll see Chillicothe out of this timeout going to a full press. And a baseball pass is going to find Quinlan wide open. I mean, that's just a beautiful play. You start Stone all the way down at the other end. He sprints back like he's going to get the pass. All just a distraction.
Beautiful. And, you know, you feel like if you're Chillicothe, that was a wasted one-minute timeout.
And Bonder hits a three, but foul called on, it's going to be on Landon Winder for the illegal screen. And we'll see. we'll see if they run the same play. I mean,
That was a fancy there, full court break. You know, you have Keaton Stone flashing to the ball, and that kind of gets the attention. But then Derek Quinlan, you know, flares back, wide open, and hits the layup here.
Stone upset. He sees Chillicothe has kind of given up. Minute 20 to go. They put in all their reserves. So all the reserves are going to come in for the Spoof Hounds.
Standing ovation for him, right?
Yeah, Stone waved bye to the cheerleaders. Said, I'm gone. I'm done for the night. Nice knowing you.
Yeah.
He's done. All the starters are done, so that's going to be their final point totals as some of the JV guys are going to come in and try and run out this last minute as Vertaler has the ball. Lucas playing. Ball gets tipped around and stolen. And foul and one. Foul committed by Miles Pointer, who also gave up the ball. Going to the line is going to be Langston Johnson, number 10 for Chillicothe.
And man, these five starters for Maryville tonight all really consistently did well. Usually it's kind of one-sided, right? Maybe one drops 20, one drops 24, but really, I think, you know, I'm adding the point totals now, but four of the five starters from Maryville tonight got over 10 points, which is really just well-balanced game if you're Maryville.
Yep, Lucas Vertaler gets into the paint, draws the foul with 39 seconds to go. It was just an all-around good game by the Spoof Hounds. The Hornets were able to hold their own for a while. The overpowering offense finally beat up enough of the defense, the brick wall. I mean, they were building a wall against Stone a lot.
Yeah, they were.
With White, Winder, James Matthew, they were all doing a very good job containing him. And they just couldn't. At the end of the day, they couldn't hold on for long enough. Just Vertaler knocks down both free throws. Miss on the other end. He gets the rebound. 30 seconds left.
Vertaler does kind of everything, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. He does. He's a big-bodied point guard. He can get in the post. He can shoot the three. He'll be a good addition to this team's offense next year when eventually, I mean, three seniors going, you have to replace him. It looks like he's the next man up. Great feed. Crossover by Matthew Walter. Kind of an ankle-broken play. Dumps it down on the inside to Titus McKim, a sophomore forward standing at 6'2". Couldn't get the shot to fall. He'll be at the line for two.
Yeah, Vertaler and Matthew Walter, you know, they play JV, but even didn't seeing them play here, like, they don't play like JV players. They got good handles with the ball. They have good direction and a sense of, you know, where the ball needs to go. And so they're going to be good additions, like you said.
Yeah, an offensive rebound and a putback after the free throw missed by Colson Freeman. On the other end, no good. Vertaler with the rebound to end the game. Final score, 70 for the Spoof Hounds, 49 for Chillicothe. Only a 10. We said they needed an amazing fourth quarter, 10 points. It's not going to do it for you. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be back with the post game stats, going over a recap in just a moment.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. For more information, you can visit millanddinsdaleseed.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. J.R. Kurz, Scott Nielsen, Jeanette Paget, Chad Hannigan, and Jeff Von Baron of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information at twaddlerealty.com. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan.
This is Spoof Hound Postgame on KXCB KRNW.
Welcome back to Maryville High School as we are fresh off a boys Spoof Hound win, 70-49. Maryville boys get the win as we are just finished with a dance. Good tribute in the whole gym clapping. Good way to end the night with a win. And here we're going to go through the point totals real quick. Senior guard Caden Steckline finishes the night with 11 points, 8 points in the first half, just had 3 there in the second. Nonetheless, has 11 to finish. Number 1, Derek Quinlan, a junior guard, finishes with 12 points on the night after putting a goose egg up in the first half. Drew Burns, a senior guard, finishes with 13 points. Keaton Stone, a senior forward for Maryville, finishing with 10 points. Peyton McCollum, a sophomore guard, finishing with 15 points. And then Delton Davis follows up, has 4 points on the night, a couple important baskets. But yeah, I think the big thing, although he didn't score the most, the big thing to me, Derek Quinlan, just completely coming alive in the second half, has a couple threes, and goes from no points in the first half to having 12 points in that second half. I think he was really the player of the game for Maryville.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, there wasn't a player that, like, really stood out for it. I mean, none of them had 20 points. Last game, you had Steckline with 23 and Quinlan with 20. So it's like you had to have some people with less so they could have more. Now it was a very well-rounded game. I think both point guards, I call them both point guards. You got Steckline and Quinlan out there. Both of them are distributing the ball very well. Both of them are taking highly efficient shots. I could give it to either one of them.
Something I just noticed, all five starters scored over 10 points, which is really impressive. 10, 11, 12, 13, and 15. Man, that's about as balanced as you can get from a starting five perspective, right?
Yeah, and it shows. They got 70 points on the night, well above their average. I say well above. I mean, you're averaging, what did we say earlier?
Like 64, I believe?
Something like that. They're averaging close to... Let's see. We got it right here. They are averaging 63.9. I rounded up to 64. So 64 points per game. Now they scored 70. I mean, it just shows you how efficient they were. They made they basically made two more threes, and they did. So, it was a very highly efficient game from the Spoofhounds. This is just a great way to end your regular season.
Yeah, it is.
They finished their regular season. Their next game will be March 1st at 7:15 p.m. That is in St. Joe, projecting it to be against Benton, who's from St. Joe, which the Spoofhounds played earlier in 2022, December 16th of 2022, same season. They beat them 65-53, and that was here, not in St. Joe. So it'll technically be a home game, but it'll also be an away game at the same time.
Because Maryville's a home game because they're top seed, but they won't necessarily be in Maryville.
Yeah, and if I'm remembering correctly, Benton is from St. Joe. So
I believe so, yeah.
They also played Benton on February 10th of this year. They beat them 59-38. So 2-0 on the season. I mean, it happens all the time in the NBA where you're on a season sweep. And you got one more game to play, and it is so hard to get that final win.
Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes that's tough.
Yeah.
You know, it's a mental block at that point of, can I beat this team three times in a row? You know, but I know football's a little different sport.
Yeah, football is, too.
Football-wise, maybe even stats suggest it's actually harder on the team that's lost two in a row, just with the, we can't beat this team kind of mindset.
Yeah.
But I think both struggle with that. Like, this isn't going to be an easy third win, and...
You got one team coming back for revenge, one team trying to keep dominance on the other. It should provide a great matchup, and if it ends up being against Savannah, Savannah played them very tough, even though the scoreboard doesn't say it. They beat them 62-34 last week, and that was a close game going into half. I think it was 8 points at half, and then Maryville just came out of the second half. With Keaton Stone had 0 points in the first half, and he only had two last game in the second half, but he was all over the defensive end. So he made stop after stop because, like I mentioned a couple times in the broadcast already, Savannah has a great player named Ethan Dudek who had 9 points on Keaton Stone in the first half, had him at two fouls early on in the game, so like we talked about, 6-7 man rotation, you really have to be focusing on how much you foul, and Stone was able to not foul in the second half and get, I think, two blocks on the game and quite a few steals.
Yeah, well, and that, as a big, I feel like that's more common of, like, you're not making a lot of noise on the stat sheet, but off the stat sheet, what kind of goes unnoticed is you really do end up being a big factor in the game, but kind of like an offensive lineman. You don't get a whole lot of praise, but you're one of the main reasons your team can have success is because he's physical in the paint, not allowing those easy shots for the opposing team.
One of the stats I know we already keep a lot of stats, but one of the stats I wish we'd keep is screen assists, because that's not just for big men. But if you get a screen assist, you set a screen that got your teammate open who hit an open shot. And I get it, if it's a contested shot, it's hard to say because you still set a screen. There'd be a lot of judgment involved. Is
did that screen actually work?
Yeah.
Something I wouldn't mind seeing or trying to keep track of a couple games just to see how much it affects a team and who's the best screener. You could put a team up to a challenge, and that could help get your team active.
Exactly.
So,
real quick, I'll do the Chillicothe scores because I don't think I ever got to that. Bonderer, the leading scorer for Chillicothe, had 14. Winder had 10. And then Matthew and White, the two bigs in the paint, both had 8 on the game. Trout with 3, Potter with 2, Hibner with 2. So, Bonderer kind of was the dude for Chillicothe. He hit a couple threes, and then Winder actually only hit threes. He had 3 three-pointers, and then he had a free throw, even that out to 10. And, they take that L tonight, but that they're not done by any means. They're the 4 seed in this Class 4 District 16 tournament, playing the 5-seed Cameron, and that'll happen on February 27th, so that'll be next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Winner of Chillicothe Cameron will play the 1-seed Lafayette and St. Joe on March 1st, and that will actually be the game before Maryville plays, whether they play Benton, whether they play Savannah. So, if you're one of these teams, win or lose, you can't drop your head because you got really the most important basketball of the season coming up just in less than a week.
Yeah, and Chillicothe falls to 13-12. They'll play the Cameron Dragons. I don't know if they won or lost tonight, so we'll just go with their previous score, their previous record at 9-16. It looks to be a tough matchup. Cameron is scoring 51 points per game but allowing 60. And like we said, we tried to get to, Chillicothe is averaging 54 points per game and allowing 46. So
that's pretty good. I mean, allowing 46 points a game is actually a pretty good stat to have. It just seems like the offense maybe lacks for Chillicothe a lot of the nights.
Sometimes. I mean, they're averaging 54 points per game, but they didn't hit that today. They got 49. It seems like their points per game come a lot in when they're winning in blowouts, and they also keep other games tight but don't score as much as in those blowout games, and it's tough. Because they have a winning record by one game. So we'll see for them, too. Going up against Cameron, they have an all-time record of 10-6, 1-0 in the postseason. They're going to try and make it 2-0. Then they would end up playing Lafayette, and the winner of that would play the winner of Maryville and either Benton or Savannah.
Yeah, of course, if Maryville sees Chillicothe again, it'll actually be in the district championship. So there you have it.
That very well could be a rematch. And for on the girls' side, I know we talked about it in the previous broadcast, but tonight they played Chillicothe. They lost. Maryville plays Cameron in the first round in girls' basketball. If they beat Cameron, they'd be playing Chillicothe next Thursday. So
that's a quick turnaround.
Yeah. playing the team back-to-back, we're talking about advantages, disadvantages of playing a team multiple times. Well, what about multiple times within the span of 7 days?
Oh, exactly. And like we said multiple times tonight, these teams know each other so well. And so really when it comes to those conference matchups, you got to have the small things locked in. You got to be disciplined in the small things because you're not going to outsmart. You're not going to, wow one team or the other because they've played each other so much. They know each other so well. They know everything they have to bring, And so it'll really be up to what team is focused mentally, what team has done the little things right all week, and that'll show in week practice. That'll show the outcome of the game and who moves on in the district tournament.
Yeah, I would like to see the Spoofhounds to continue this trend of being very well distributed. And I know it's going to take a couple games to win districts. It's going to take a 25-point performance from one of these players.
Yeah.
It's going to take a very good game from a couple of these players for each round for them to advance. And I'm looking forward to some good basketball. I wish they could keep as well rounded as this, and for the most part they do. When you have starters playing this long, a lot of the times all of them get in double digits. But like last week, Steckline had 24, Quinlan had 20. But then Burns and Stone had 4 and 2, while McCollum also had 13. So they had 3 of the 5 starters get into double digits. So if they could continue to get all 5 starters in double digits, that would put them on a run to win districts.
Yeah. Well, Maryville moves to 22-4, 6-1 in conference. Chillicothe falls to 13-12. 70-49 win for Maryville. Like we've been mentioning, Maryville will play March 1st. Chillicothe plays February 27th. Jacob, it's been fun tonight, and yeah. Maryville comes away with a win here at the Hound Pound. You've been listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV KRNW. Have a good night.